A teacher friend of mine used to tell kids to imagine a gopher snake living for a year, eating nothing but rats and mice, and growing and growing and growing. Then suddenly it goes down into a burrow, rolls up into a tight ball, and then flies out as a red-tailed hawk. "Oh, man," they groan. "That would never happen." And then he tells them the miracle of butterflies and moths. During those warm winter days in early February, I saw several mourning cloaks flitting about the forest floor. These medium-sized butterflies have rich dark brown wings bounded by a cream-colored outer edge with striking blue spots. Widely distributed in the northern hemisphere, they are found throughout Europe and Asia. Their dark color absorbs the sunlight readily, heating the insect, and hence they are one of the earliest butterflies to emerge, and they can survive at higher latitudes. The adults feed on the sap of oak trees. The larva, or caterpillar, eat mostly willows. The word caterpillar was introduced into the English language when the Normans invaded Britain in 1066. Caterpillar is corrupted from an old French word, chat pilos, which literally means hairy cat. This apparently once common name for caterpillars is no longer used in France, but has been replaced by the modern French word chenille. This word is now also used to describe soft fabric. Half the cells of caterpillars are undifferentiated. They have no function, yet. Caterpillars are mostly gut. They eat leaves, poop, grow, shed their skin, and rest a lot, basically acting a lot like human teenagers. Finally, after the last molt, they enter the pupa stage, wrap themselves up into a cocoon, and chemically transform. Nearly all their cells turn into a gooey mass and then are rearranged into legs, wings, thorax, head, abdomen, and then they emerge, dry their wings, fly away, eat nectar, mate, and die. Incredible story. And it's easy to see why this remarkable metamorphosis has been a metaphor for so many human myths. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.